News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Okay, let's turn back to that story in the Irish Times today. Fresh delays to the Children's Hospital, new concerns around the budget of the project discussed in private meetings between senior government officials and HSE chiefs. Paul Davis is a public procurement expert from DCU. Paul, are you surprised by this story?
Not really. We've known probably for the last 2 years, given the state of the Children's Hospital, there was always going to be additional costs. At this stage, though, it's interesting to see that we're now getting some figures of some of the lower-end costs, and I would put them as lower-end. It's what's going to happen over the next few months with the additional costs. I mean, the story itself is broken down into two parts. There are the delays, and then there are the additional costs. And it's interesting to note where some of those costs are coming in. One place in particular is that $15 million just for the claims defence. And that's just to defend against BAM making claims against them, and that they hadn't budgeted for that.
It is strange. Sorry, you're the expert in this. I'm very much the novice on it. But is it too much to expect that you pick a price and you say to the contractor, and listen, you know, you've built in something for that. That's fair enough. We'll build in whatever it is, 5% or 10%. But after that, you can whistle for any extra expense.
Well, you see, you're making the assumption that somebody came with an initial design and said, here's what you're going to build.
Ah, the goalposts have shifted.
To the contractor. Yeah, so they went to the contractor and they said, by the way, we'd like you to build a children's hospital. We don't quite have a design for you, so can you give us an estimate of the cost? And then a few months later, they turned around and said, well, actually, we're now getting into the decision of saying we like what you're doing, but we actually want to now really start tidying up the design. And remember, that's what's happened here. We went into a contract without the final design being done. So those changes were always going to be ongoing. The contractor, given that they were the lowest bidder, was always going to find an opportunity for increasing their costs because that final design was not agreed up front.
Okay.
So what we're now doing is fighting a rearguard action.
Okay, and losing, it would seem.
We're losing quite substantially, yeah.
Yeah, are we going to lose more than 2 billion euros? Is that where the price tag is heading at this stage?
I think so. I think we've said this from the start that they've excluded a number of things. And again, I listened to Micheál Martin talking about the exclusion of the ICT, which estimates put it anywhere between 80 million and 250 million, which is the information communication. So the computers, the software, if you're looking at an estimate between 80 and 250 million, you can probably say it's going to be in excess of the 200 million anyway. You look at another one of the figures that they put in there is inflation. They're saying they have agreed a rate of inflation as part of the contract, which was set at 4%. Inflation currently in Dublin for construction contracts is anywhere between 7 and 12%. And that's going to run over the course of the project. So each year there's an additional cost being added in. They're saying it's 2.5 million. You could put that further out. The claims from BAM, for instance, a good example of them was that BAM last year came in with claims of upwards of 230 million. They were settled for 90 million. So you can imagine that we're now only into the major phase of the build. So those claims will increase.
Good God.
Yes, I think in excess of 2 billion is.
I was going to say to you, my maths isn't that great. What does all that add up to? You're saying 2 billion euro plus.
Plus. In estimates, by the time we're finished putting everything in with the actual fit out, we could be looking at close to 2.4 billion.
Say that again, 2.4?
2.4, yeah. Making it one of the most expensive buildings really in the world, and particularly on a hospital scale. And that's not unusual, because what we did was we went into a build without a finished design, and we've tried to fit everything after the fact rather than doing it before the fact. And yes, with any build, there will always be some contingencies, as we would say. But if you go in without a design in the first place, those contingencies are just going to keep increasing. And that's what we're seeing now.
Okay, sobering stuff. Paul Davis, procurement expert from Dublin City University, public procurement expert. Thanks indeed for talking to us this morning. That is staggering, Kieran.
Yeah, 2.4 billion. That is not a figure that's been bandied about before. The government's still sticking with 1.7, although that does strip out a certain amount of necessities. We knew it'd be a little more. People talking about touching on the 2 billion mark. It is incredible, that level.
Okay, all right. Back in a moment on News Talk Breakfast.